A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than all we ask or imagine, by the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Today, Paul's letter to the Ephesians seems to read like poetry. Paul gives us this image of himself kneeling before God and offering up this prayer for his beloved church in Ephesus. And what does Paul pray for? Glory, wealth, or might? No, Paul asks for them to be strengthened in their inner self, rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, and filled with the fullness of God. 10 years ago today, my identical twin daughters were born. Conventionally, you might say I became a mother on this day. But actually, when their birthday finally arrived, I'd already done some of the hardest parenting that I've ever had to do. 12 weeks before their due date, I was found to be in preterm labor, and all of a sudden, my most important job became to do nothing. Looking back on those long months of bed rest, I know that that was the vocation placed on my doorstep, to be still and to offer these children the opportunity to be rooted and grounded in love, to know my heartbeat a little longer, to grow in peace and safety. When I read Paul's letter to the Ephesians today, I hear a great hymn of love, the kind a mother might dream for her child, a pastor for his church, God for God's creation. And this hymn, in its beauty and elegance, points to that which is the most essential: to be rooted and grounded in love. Now, as difficult as it is to be still when it is medically necessary, how much more difficult is it to find the stillness when we are capable of doing so much? Paul gives us a vision and a spiritual path in today's reading: to let go of frenzied chaos of doing and to settle into the love of God, to be rooted and grounded in this love. Paul's dream is simple and revolutionary. For what would it look like if all of creation acted from the deepest ground of our being? Today, let us claim Paul's vision for ourselves and pray the daring prayer he gives us for all of humanity, that we might be strengthened in our inner selves, rooted and grounded in the love, and come to be filled with the fullness of God.